Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. After weeks in lockdown or under shelter-in-place orders, some states across the U.S. are beginning to loosen restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. I reached out to Dr. Fika Chima, an infectious disease specialist at Hartford Healthcare, for her thoughts on what's next for Connecticut. Dr. Fika Chima, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me here today.
Connecticut's leaders are looking at ways to reopen the state, but we're also still hearing from public health experts that there's just not enough testing in place to do this safely. What do you think needs to be in place to safely reopen Connecticut?
That's a very great question. At this point, I believe that the pandemic is still playing out in several parts of the state. And we're continuing to see ongoing community transmission and person-to-person transmission. Our expected peak here in Connecticut is towards the end of April, perhaps even in the first 2 weeks of May. Government officials have talked about reopening the economy and relaxing or lifting social distancing measure. And my concern is that will most likely lead to a rebound of the outbreak, and perhaps we will most likely see ourselves in a second surge. In my opinion, that may prove to be quite catastrophic for our already fractured healthcare system. And, you know, as frontline workers, we're really emotionally and physically struggling at this point. So the best course of action would be to reopen the economy and have a plan for that, to detect, test, treat, and isolate and do contact tracing of every individual who has come in contact with COVID-19 or has been exposed to this infection or has tested positive for this. The second most important thing, in my opinion, that we need to be doing is that we need to be ramping up the test.
Why has it been so tough to get testing in place?
That's an excellent question. I think all of us in healthcare are wondering the same thing. A couple of things, in my opinion, lack of leadership at a national level. I think we've really delayed the response to this virus at a global level. If you look at the timeline, we're seeing quite a delay in how we've actually responded to such a global infection that has been affecting a lot of individuals, as you see by our numbers today, across the globe.
Looking forward, do you anticipate the testing capabilities to ramp up quickly?
I think the president announced the Defense Act that will most certainly help us. But, you know, it's just not the production of the swabs. It's a lot of other components that we need to make sure are available to run this efficiently. Because if we see a second surge, all the efforts that we've done so far, pulling our kids out of school, asking people to stay at home, will be in vain.
I'd like to turn for a minute to talk a little bit about the impact of COVID-19 on hospitals. What do you think might change in hospital operations or even the way hospitals are designed to avoid a repeat of the current crisis we've seen?
So currently what we're doing is that all hospitals across the nation have been on shutdown. That means no visitors are allowed. I think that will continue for an extended period of time till we feel comfortable that we have some level of control over this virus. What that level of control will feel like, we just really don't know what that will be. We're screening every healthcare worker who's entering the hospital. We have limited points of entry, which I feel will continue at least till the end of this year. And if we see and expect this virus to return, which is what most scientific communities are suggesting, then we will have to reinstate a lot of strict policies again if they have been allowed to be lifted previously.
Do you think hospitals went about preparing for the crisis in the right way in terms of staffing up?
You know, in terms of staff, we have enough resources. We run into problems when our healthcare workers get sick with this virus, which we're encountering at this time. And that's when we have limitation in terms of our resources. We're staffing adequately at best. But at the current times, we are seeing a large portion of our healthcare workers who are getting very sick with this virus, despite taking excellent precautions, wearing their PPE. You know, it's hard to know because this virus has asymptomatic transmission in the community, and healthcare workers and the frontline workers are at a higher risk than other individuals to contract this virus.
Well, we are so appreciative for all the work you're doing. Thanks for your time today.
No, absolutely happy to be here and share some information and spread some knowledge.